Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise podcast, episode number 6. In Writers Paradise podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to the 6th episode of the Readers and Writers Paradise podcast. I just really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast or talk all about books and writing and reading and everything, mainly books for kids. And unfortunately, I don't have a special guest this week as promised. I'm still trying to work it out with a couple of people who I've lined up to come on, but I'm not going to make any promises anymore because it seems like they keep not getting kept. But definitely within the next couple of weeks, we'll have someone on. Today, though, I want to talk about something pretty exciting, at least to me, which is the 39 Clues series. And I just absolutely love the 39 Clues. Like, anyone who's been following my site for a while probably knows this, that the 39 Clues is one of my all-time favorite kids' book series. And I loved it so much that I would read every single book the first day I got it. It was like a ritual. It was a ritual. Like, literally, I didn't read the first book the day I got, but every book after that I read the day it came out. My mom would get it for me while I was at school. I'd come home and I'd read it. It didn't matter if I had something scheduled. Too bad. I was gonna finish reading it. So that's how much I have loved the 39 Clues, and I think it's a great series for kids, especially for reluctant readers. So let me explain a little bit about what it's about. So the 39 Clues is a multi-author series run by Scholastic, and they kind of just came up with it, and Rick Riordan, the author of the Percy Jackson series, and an extremely popular author, really wrote the plot for the first arc, The Clue Hunt, which is the first 10 books. And that in that, Amy and Dan Cahill, who are orphans, so their grandmother, Grace, dies. So she's like a really cool grandmother, like they love her, but unfortunately they live most of the time with their Aunt Beatrice, who, like, treats them horribly. So they're really upset when Grace dies, and they go to read her will, and she says in a video she recorded before her death that she's giving her descendants a choice. $1 million or a single clue, just one clue that will lead them to discovering the source of the Cahill family's power. And Grace also reveals that the Cahills are the most powerful family in human history, something that shocks Dan and Amy. So Amy and Dan, at first they're thinking about taking the money, but then they decide that, well, Aunt Beatrice is going to steal their money anyways, and their life is just going to be miserable just living with Aunt Beatrice and just having au pairs, which means babysitters, basically, take care of them all the time. So they burn their checks and take the clue. And after that, they launch on a trip all across the world hunting for these clues. So what the 39 clues are they form a serum that was created by Gideon Cahill, the founder of the Cahills, back in like the 1500s or something. And if you take this serum, then you just get like all kinds of abilities in every field. You're just like unstoppable. And so everyone wants this serum so they can become the most powerful. And there are four branches in the Cahill family: Ekaterina, Tomas, Janice, and Lucian, and each one of them has their own talents. Another really cool thing about the 39 Clues series is that there's a website, the39clues.com, And when you go to it, it has an online game that you can play. So what you do is you set up an account, you take a quiz, and it'll tell you what branch you're from. And then after that, what you do is there are cards that come with every book. So you enter in the cards and onto the online game, and then that allows you to do like secret puzzles and different stuff. And originally, the person who won, who there was the one the people to collect all 39 clues, which you get by entering the cards, completing various missions, and then there are bonus card packs or whatever. I think it might have been the first person or something gets like $10,000. I was close because I got it all on like the first day possible, but unfortunately, I wasn't quite fast enough to be the first. But I don't think they're doing any prizes. Well, they're still doing prizes. I don't think as big as that, but it's really fun, especially for like kids who don't normally read. Like they might want to read this series just so that they can play the game because it's really fun. And then yeah, also in the 39 clues, because you're going like all across the world, you learn a lot about different places, different times in history, different historical figures. In let's see, some of the places we go are Paris, Cairo, Venice, let's see, Russia, Australia, Africa, China, the Bahamas, England, so just like all over the world, and then there's some more. But yeah, just all over the world, and we learn about like historical figures such as Benjamin Franklin, Mozart, let's see, Anne Bonny, just like all kinds of stuff. So it's a really great way to learn as well. So I first heard about the 39 Clues when Gordon Corman was coming to my school. And some of you know the story, how I first heard about Gordon Corman in fifth grade when he was coming to my school. I really wanted Dan Gottman to come, who's also a great author, but he said no, and but he said that we should have his good friend Gordon come. And so Gordon Corman did come, and he's one of the authors to the 39 Clues series. So I think the authors are Rick Riordan, Gordon Corman, Peter Larrangis, Jude Watson, Patrick Carman, Margaret Peterson Haddix, Ryan Roland Smith, Linda Sue Park, and then there's some more in the new series, I think. But anyways, extremely famous, extremely popular authors, very, very good writers. And yeah, the series attracted me a lot simply because of the fact that Gordon Corman was going to be writing some of the books, because I just loved his writing. I remember before the second book in the 39 Clues series, One False Note, came out, I was just there was a webinar like a couple weeks beforehand that Gordon Corman did with Whoopi Goldberg talking about the book, and I must have watched that a dozen times or like a couple dozen times, and it was like an hour and a half or something. So yeah, so that's how much I loved it. Yeah, the first book was it's really good. I was afraid it would be a little scary at first just because there were like bones on the cover or whatever, but it wasn't scary at all. And yeah, some of my friends were reading with me through the first book, through the second book, even through the third book. I think the third book was kind of the weakest in the series, along with the seventh book. Almost all of my friends, I think all of my friends actually stopped reading after the third book. just because that one was kind of weak. But after that, the series picked up again, and then the third and seventh book were both written by Peter Larangis, so I think his writing style in those two books wasn't great, but that's really the only weak thing I would say about the series. So as the series develops, we learn about Dan and Amy and some of their competitors, different characters all trying to find the clues and willing to do anything to do it. And we meet some really good characters, some really evil characters, and we also learn a lot about Dan and Amy's past, about the identity of their family branch, which is a shock. And then we learn a lot about also how their parents died and stuff, which was not quite accidental. And yeah, the series just keeps you on your toes. There are just mysteries all in it, things you want to discover that you just can't wait to read through it, and every page there's action going on. So it's really a great series. And then after the first 10 books, then there was a second series called Cahill's versus Vespers. I think pretty much everyone suspected that it was going to happen because we were all reading about the Vespers and like secret codes and the cards or whatever. And they're a rival family to the Cahills that also wants to take the clues and actually destroy the world. And I was excited for it. Cahill's versus Vespers is not as good as the Clue Hunt, but it's pretty good. There's like also some romance in it, which was kind of weird. I don't think they should have done that to this series, but it was still good. There's still adventures, still like the same characters, although they kind of deteriorated as it went on. And but yeah, it was definitely still enjoyable, still action-packed. And now there's a third series. So I love the first series, and the second series was good. The third series, I have not started reading yet. Partially just because I've been busy, but also when I finished the last book of the second series, and I saw said new series coming soon, I was like, no, because I was done. Because there were 10 books in the first series, and then a transition book, and then 6 books in the second series, so that's 17 books. And then there are also like a bunch of different like bonus books or whatever, so over 20, 25 books, so that's enough for me. But the series started though like 5.5 years ago, so almost no one is still reading it. So yeah, I think it's smart to keep the series going and make it exciting for the new people who are starting to read it. So even though I haven't started to read the third series, I'm absolutely confident that it is not as good as the second series and not as good as the first series either. However, I would still say that it's probably pretty good, and I would probably recommend if you're just starting out reading it, or you want your son or daughter to get into it, what I would recommend is getting the first book of the third series, Unstoppable, called Nowhere to Run by Jude Watson. And yeah, I guess I'll probably make an update later once the third series is over. But as for now, I would say still, like, it's still the same good authors, and I'm confident that it's still a great series. So that's where I'd recommend starting, just because, like, that's what people are reading right now. And you don't want your son or daughter or whatever to just get bored with it because the action's over. So that's what I would recommend. And definitely I'd recommend, whether your child's an avid reader or whether they never read at all, I'd recommend getting the 39 Clues, because I know kids who, like, never read anything, who read the 39 Clues, because it's that type of series for reluctant readers. Just very exciting the whole way through, and with the game, online game, with the cards, just with the whole thing, it'll definitely have them on reading on the edge of their seat. So, yeah, so thanks for listening to this podcast. I have more in-depth stuff about the 39 Clues on my website, and you can check that out, reasonwriteparadise.com/the39clues. I have, like, reviews of every book in the series. I think there are a few I haven't done yet, but I'll have them up soon, and different articles about some different stuff in the series, so make sure to check that out. And also, on my website, I have book reviews, just what kids want to read, different short stories, and I've got my podcast on there too. I'm still trying to get it into iTunes, don't quite have it yet, but stay tuned for that. So yeah, so check out my website, reasonwriteparadise.com, and thanks so much for listening. See ya.